Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, July the 3rd, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, 69 degrees and foggy skies here in Marion. And it is fog today, as opposed to all of the Canadian smoke that we had last week. So it's kind of nice that, hey, it actually was fog this morning, kind of a dreary morning. A dreary way to pick up, start the Marion County Fair, I guess is what we should say, which does start today. Starts this morning, I believe, at around 9 o'clock. Now, I was there yesterday doing setup for the WWGH booth. Now, we are in the Marion County Coliseum, so if you are at the fair, stop by and say hello. Now, I'll tell you something about the broadcast from the Marion County Fair. It's going to be kind of interesting. Because we were hooking up yesterday, and there is an interesting internet problem there. Now, I think we've got it worked out, but we do have a backup plan. Because in life, you've always got to have a plan B. Now Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, there's not going to be any trouble because we have a backup internet plan. The only day there possibly could be trouble would be today and Wednesday. But we've got a plan B, so don't worry. It should not be bad. Now, as we have it right now, we will be on the air today from the Marion County Fair from 2:15 until 4 o'clock. So if you want to write that down so you know when to listen today, 2:15 until 4 o'clock. Now, if we end up adding any more hours because of anything going on, I'll let you know before the show's over this morning. Or I'll let you know when we're on the air from the fair today. But right now it's 2:15 to 4 p.m. Live broadcast from the Marion County Fair. And I really don't think on the whole there's going to be any problem because technology is what it is. But if there is, we will let you know. And the only days there could possibly be problem would be today and Wednesday. And, of course, we want to thank Pastor Craig from Study His Word Ministry because he is the supporter, sponsor of these broadcasts from the Marion County Fair, and I believe he'll be there for most of those. Now, the schedule the rest of the week from the fair, tomorrow night, 4th of July, is already set. We will be on from 4:15 until 8 o'clock tomorrow night from the fair, the 4th of July. On Thursday, we will be on from 4:15 until 8 p.m. Same thing on Thursday. And Friday, we will be on from 6:15 until 10 o'clock. So that's how the rest of the week goes. The only other day we're not quite sure of yet is Wednesday. So today, 2 to 4. Thursday, Tuesday and Thursday, 4 to 8. And then Friday, 6 until 8. That's how the broadcasts will all work out from the Marion County Fair. We hope you join us, and we thank Pastor Craig from Study His Word Ministries for making that happen. And he will be doing shows from the Marion County Fair from 4 to 6 on Tuesday and Thursday. Plus, he'll join me. I think he's going to join me this afternoon and on Wednesday and during the programs that I do from the fair. And we do already have some special guests confirmed, but I'm going to wait till tomorrow morning to let you know who we have once I get the definites on everything. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Stop by and see us. But today, to kick off the fair, it's going to be 2 to 4. Now, here's the thing about 2 to 4 today. We wanted to do something with the animals at the Marion County Fair, and I think today is going to be a good day because it's going to be kind of a rainy, overcast, cloudy day. Now, we do have somebody lined up, I should say, to come and talk animals with us. Somebody who showed animals when they were a kid. Somebody who, I think her kid showed animals, I believe. So I think she's showing up today. I haven't heard from her in a few days. But we hope today, 2 to 4, that we see her at the fair. And everything goes hunky-dory, as they say, in the showbiz world. Because really, this is showbiz, you know. We'll talk more about that as time goes on. By the way, today it's the 173rd Marion County Fair. Now, today is Senior Citizens Day and Canned Food Day. So, before noon, if you bring a can of food or you are a senior citizen, you will get in for free. That only lasts until noon. Wednesday is Kids Day. Friday is Veterans Day. Harness racing is today, Monday and Tuesday, 11 a.m. I don't know how the weather is going to affect that. We'll see what happens today. The Tough Truck is tonight, Monday at 7:30. Fireworks tomorrow, July 4th at 10 p.m. The Truck Pull is Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. The Tractor Pull, Thursday at 7:30 p.m. The Rodeo is Friday at 7:30 p.m. And the Demo Derby is Saturday at 6:30 p.m. And that's how that all shakes out at the Marion County Fair. And a whole lot of interesting stuff going on as time goes on. And we will keep you abreast of what's going on. But remember to tune in today, 2:15 until 4 p.m. And again, if we're having fun and things are going well, we might stay on longer. I don't know. The fair is interesting that way. You just kind of get over there and see what happens. And today, my hope today, what happens at the Marion County Fair is that we do have our person there who knows something about animals. And my guess is because it's rainy, a lot of people are probably going to be inside. So it's going to be a good day to catch people who are showing things at the fair. And we'll get to talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about her showing animals when she was younger. We'll talk about her kids showing animals, what goes into that. And then we'll talk about, hopefully we'll catch some of the kids and talk about what they're doing this year. So 2 to 4 today from the Marion County Fair. Mark it on your calendar with a big, big red circle. Fair setup was not bad last night. You know, I've done that a few years now. And last night was actually one of the easiest fair setups I think we've ever had. Thanks, Sean Kraft, for being there with me to set up everything last night. And then we went and had a nice dinner afterwards. So everything came off without a hitch last night during the fair setup. A few vendors in the Coliseum. I don't know how many there will be there on the whole because I don't think they all were there when I was there yesterday. But I think it's going to be a very successful fair. I came in yesterday, and as I was walking in the door, I walked in the door to see where our place was in the Coliseum, and I walked in the door, and a gentleman, who I'm not sure who it was, but as he was coming out of the Coliseum, he goes, "How are things at WGH?" And I thought, boy, that's a good omen, that you're walking in the door, and the first person you come in contact with wants to know how things are going at the radio station. So I think it's going to be a good week at the fair. Okay, so, and as I always like to say, because we are starting our fair broadcast this week, there'll be trouble at the Marion County Fair. And you know what's interesting? We did the Friday night show last week, and Emily finally did show up to the Friday night show. We had Matt and Emily and Sean and I on Friday night. And Emily had a story about there being a fight at the Marion County Fair. Matt had a story about there being a fight at the Marion County Fair. I have told you in the last couple weeks of fights that have happened at the Marion County Fair. And I'm telling you, the problem is that because the fair is a week long and it's hot or it's muggy and humid like today, people who don't normally see each other run into each other and they decide they're going to get stuff off their chest. And I'm telling you, it results in a fight. So I know there'll be trouble. and we'll report on the trouble. Now, I think I've been misunderstood, as I've said this, that I'm going to cause trouble. Well, I don't have any trouble to cause, so and I've never been involved in any of the trouble at the Marion County Fair. All I'm saying is, I think there will be trouble. We'll see how it goes. Maybe the fair will come off without a hitch and there'll be no issues, but in past years, there have been issues. So we'll see how it all goes. Oh, and I want to thank the fair staff. They were very nice yesterday. We had a great, great time dealing with them. They were very busy because of the fair kicking off, but couldn't have been nicer, couldn't have been easier to work with. So I thank those people yesterday who helped us out. Now, this morning, I want to talk about McDonald's just for a second. I went through this morning to get my large diet drink, and you know, it's kind of foggy, kind of humid outside, but the line was short, not too many people up this morning. So I'm going through the line, and lo and behold, I've been talking about this for a few weeks now, that one of our favorite listeners' daughter works at that particular location. And I've been trying to get some kind of discount, maybe a free drink, I don't know. So this morning, I order my free drink, I go up to the first window, and lo and behold, who is working the cash register this morning when I'm there? Said person's daughter. Now, she did a great job. She got the change right. Everything was good. But no discount, no free pop. Now, I did not say the code word that I was supposed to say, but I just want to let the person whose daughter that is know she was doing a good job this morning, up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, got the change right, which doesn't happen very often at McDonald's. There's a lot of confusion with that from time to time. But it all went well this morning. No free drink, no discount, so she was all on the up and up this morning. I don't even know if she knew who I was, to be honest, because it's not like I go through there introducing myself. And I don't know if she ever listened to the radio program. I assume it's probably been on in the background in her life. I know she used to pick up giveaways at the radio station, but I don't know if she made the connection this morning of who it was. But that's that story. That's the McDonald's story this morning. Now, last week, I had talked about one of our longtime listeners, Judy Summers, who calls in a lot and plays Family Feud, and we always like to hear from Judy. And I had said I had not heard from Judy in about 2 weeks, and I did not know if everything was okay with her. Well, I did get a call from her on Saturday. Judy's doing okay, listens to the program, and just took a couple weeks break from participating for whatever reason. But I know Judy has been out there, so Judy, if you're out there this morning, I thank you for listening. And hope you're out there this morning, and I think we probably will do some games this morning here, and I hope you participate. So it was good to hear from our friend Judy Summers. Now, as far as, and I know our friends Ted and Carol Jolliffe are out there this morning. I heard from them before the beginning of the broadcast. They were having a little internet trouble. I know that goes on in the world. We have that from time to time. We might have that at the fair. You never know. We're glad, but they got it all worked out. So I'm glad Ted and Carol are out there and listening this morning. Now, as far as gardening goes, my daylilies are starting to bloom. Can you imagine that? The daylilies are finally starting to bloom. And they're blooming kind of late this year. Usually by the 4th of July, they are in full bloom and have been in full bloom. Right now, they're just kind of starting to pop. Of the three daylily plants that I have, maybe I have three or four that have popped out there. So the daylilies are definitely popping late because by the 4th of July, they're usually all popped and in full regalia, but not so far this year. Let's see here. There was something. Oh, you know, I talked a lot on Friday about this whole stolen flower pot thing, and we had a lot of fun talking about it, and I think people thought that I was making a joke that the flower pot was not stolen. If you weren't listening Friday, what happened was I had for 2 years, I had a large flower pot. Now, I never grew anything in this. It was just filled with dirt, really, for 2 years. And it had, like, a weed growing in it. And it sat on the front porch, and I never did anything with it. Now, originally, the idea behind it was to transplant a tomato plant in there to see if we could save it. A friend had brought this over. So it didn't work. The tomato plant died, and after that, really nothing was ever done, and it's just filled with dirt and weeds. So it was sitting out front for a long, long time, and last Thursday night, I went out, and I'm standing on the porch because I was kind of looking at the weather because it looked like it was going to rain, and I'm looking at the porch, and I'm thinking, you know, something is different out here. It looks like something is missing. Turns out it was the flower pot. Flower pot was gone. So, because of social media, I went back, and on June the 10th, I had planted the garden, and I took a picture of the garden, and the flower pot was there on June the 10th. Now, on June the 15th, somebody showed up and landscaped my yard for, I still don't know who did that. I assume they did it just as a good deed, but they landscaped my yard in front of the window, and they pruned a few bushes and things and put mulch down around my tree, and it just looked great, and I took a picture of that. Now, on June the 15th, the flower pot was gone. So, somewhere between June the 10th and June the 15th, the flower pot was taken. Now, I still don't know. Now, this is where the confusion comes in. I don't know where the flower pot went. I have no idea, because nobody has ever said anything to me about it. And to be honest with you, I didn't even notice it was gone for 2 weeks. From June the 15th to June the 29th, I didn't even know it was gone. And I don't want the flower pot back. That's not what this is all about. I think this is where the confusion came in on Friday, that I would want the flower pot back. I don't. But I don't know what exactly happened to it. I don't know if somebody stole it. I don't know why you'd want to steal a flower pot. And I don't know if somebody just came and got it, or if somebody came and got it. I don't know, because I have not heard anything about it. Now, the point of this is that what I don't like is that, first of all, if you stole it, well, I don't like that you stole something, that you came on my property and you stole something. I don't like that. And if you did come get it, I don't like that nobody said anything. You know, hey, I picked up the flower pot. You know, that's all you got to say. I don't know why that didn't happen. Now, regardless, it's gone. And because of the way it was handled, as I've said, it's either theft or it's trespassing, and that's punishable, 30 days in jail, and we'll see what happens. So that's and again, I think people thought that I was, I don't know, not serious about it being gone. I think that's the part people thought. I think people thought that I was kidding, that this did not happen. I really don't know what happened to it. I honestly have no earthly idea. Like I said, it was gone for 2 weeks before I even knew it was gone, which tells you how perceptive I am or how much I cared about the flower pot. But it's just the idea that nobody would tell me, because here's my contention on the whole thing. Wouldn't somebody realize that at one point I would realize it's gone? And wouldn't it, I mean, leave a note, something to say, hey, I took the flower pot? That's what I don't understand, is why somebody would take it and not say anything. Because then you don't know what happened to it. And I don't know what happened to it. So that's the flower pot story. It's an honest to goodness true story. And again, I don't know who's going to go to jail, because I don't know who took it. I have no clue, no lead, nothing. So there you go. That's the flower pot story from Friday. Now, if anybody has to say anything about all this fun we're talking about so far, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. You can be our first caller this morning on this Monday. Judy, if you're out there, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you, knowing that you're out there listening this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, we'll be at the Marion County Fair today, broadcasting 2:15 until 4 p.m. And I believe we'll have who we're calling our animal expert there today. But that's hit and miss. Who knows? And I think Pastor Craig will be with us today at the broadcast. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hi, good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
I have kind of an interesting story that happened to me and some of my friends over the weekend. I thought I'd like to share with you and the listening audience.
Oh, go right ahead.
Well, my name is Pat, and two of my friends yesterday, we decided we'd like to have lunch at KFC. So my one friend, Kavita, said that she would pick us all up and we'd just go out to KFC and have our lunch. So we probably, by the time she got us picked up and when we got out to the KFC, it probably was about 6 or 7 miles. And when we got out of the car, I said, I hear a cat meowing. So we kind of looked around the parking lot. They were fairly busy and we didn't see anything. Well, then my friend Connie said, I think that meowing is coming from under the hood of Kavita's car. So we got the hood popped up, and sure enough, when we looked down in the compartment, here's this little kitty on a piece of metal looking up at us, just meowing its head off. Well, Kavita has a Honda CRV, and because it's kind of tall and all three of us are kind of short, we couldn't get our arm down into the compartment to get a hold of the kitty. So my friend Kavita went into the KFC to see if she could find somebody to maybe help us get it out. And in the meantime, I saw a gentleman sitting in his car. So I went over and knocked on his window and he rolled it down. And I said, we've got a little kitty over there in the car engine area. And we're just not able to get down there to reach it. So he said, well, I'll come over and see what I can do. Well, by that time, when he reached down, he probably could have gotten it, but the little kitty was too afraid, I guess, of somebody reaching for it, so it started to edge its way over towards the passenger side of the car on that metal bar that it was sitting on. Well, by that time, the manager from KFC, his name was Scott Osborne. He came out with a couple pieces of chicken, and he said, well, here, maybe we can, you know, entice it to come out with the chicken. So you have to picture this, Scott. Here is my 77-year-old friend, Connie, getting under the driver's side of the vehicle with a chicken leg in her hand, trying to entice this little kitty to get out from it. Well, the kitty did try to come out, but it was such a small opening, Connie couldn't get her hand up there to get a hold of the kitty. So all of a sudden, the cat just sprinted out of the car, across the KFC parking lot, across James Way, over to that BP Dutchess station, and immediately crawled up under another car.
Oh.
That was trying to make a left-hand turn out of the BP station onto James Way. So we're running after this cat, and we're all waving our hands in the air to try to get this car to stop because they didn't know what was going on. And so that by that time we got over there, and then there was another two people saw what was going on, and they came over and said, well, can we do anything to help you? And their names were Joe and Tanya, I believe it was. Anyway, Joe immediately got under the car to see if he could see where the kitty was. Now, this is a different vehicle we're at now. This isn't the car we went to KFC in. It's the one across the street in the Dutchess parking lot. Well, anyway, he's under there, and he says, well, I can see it, but I can't reach it. So the manager from the KFC had come over with us, and he went into the convenience store there and just grabbed a can of cat food off the counter and didn't even stop to pay for it. So that made a Dutch, one of the convenience store people that was working in there, came tearing out after him.
Oh.
So, and he was trying to explain what he was doing. So then the gentleman from the convenience store, his name was, I think it was Kyle. Anyway, he immediately went under the car. So now we have two men under this car with this can of tuna. It was cat food tuna, trying to get this little kitty out. Well, pretty soon, Joe was able to get a hold of it, and it was up in the wheel well of the car. So he managed to pull it out. Well, the only thing we had that we could put this kitty in was one of those cloth grocery sacks. So Joe got it up and put it into the sack. So now we have a cat in the sack, but we don't know what we're going to do with it. So I suggested, well, let's try to go out to the homeless-to-home animal shelter and see if anybody's out there that might, you know, be able to help us with this little kitty. And it was probably not more than 7-8 weeks old. It was very small. So we drove out there and just hoped that we would be able to find somebody working out there, which we were lucky enough to do. There were a couple of volunteers out there. And we explained what had happened, and the guy said, well, his name was Michael. He said, well, we'll do an intake on the kitty. We are full, but we never turn anyone away with an animal. So we went ahead and filled out the paperwork that we had to fill out, and the little kitty got put into a little carrier and taken into the house, you know, where they have their other animals. So I just wanted to kind of call, let you know, I think we have some wonderful people in Marion. And yesterday, my friends and I were able to find some of the best people that helped us get this poor little kitty out from both of those cars and get him out to where he might have a chance, maybe getting adopted out at the homeless-to-home animal shelter. And I want to give a shout-out to them, too, because they do a wonderful job taking care of a lot of the stray animals in Marion.
Hmm.
So that was my Sunday afternoon. And, yes, we did get back to KFC, and we did finally get lunch, but it was like an hour and a half after our beginning of this little jaunt over there. But it was just kind of heartwarming to see how the people of Marion stepped forward. You know, a little kitty. I mean, they just came forward and just were great helping us. And we sure do appreciate it.
But, you know, that is a great story. And it certainly echoes what I really have always found about people in Marion. I mean, there are a few bad apples here and there. But, I mean, you have the manager of KFC here. You've got the person running the Dutchess station counter.
Yes.
People who are in their cars just out on a Sunday wanting to help. And, you know, that's really what I've always found about people in Marion, that they do want to help.
Well, I'll tell you, they sure helped three old ladies yesterday, and we really did appreciate it. And I just wanted to make sure that it got publicly said that we really, really appreciate everyone that came and helped us.
Well, that's a great story. Thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, that is a great story, and we always love to hear stories like that here. It cat in the sack. The cat ended up in the sack, but the cat ended up okay. Now, isn't that interesting? You know, little cats, little kitties like that do get into interesting places, and obviously got under the hood of this car, then got under the hood of another car across the way. And you have to think of the perils of that. James Way is a busy street, and certainly Route 95 is a busy street. That could have ended very, very badly, especially for a new kitten who's new to the world. Also, the fact that it was taken out of its own neighborhood, it probably didn't know what to do, scared to death. And the KFC manager bringing out chicken, trying to get the cat out of there. The convenience store, the person running the convenience store over at Dutchess with the can of tuna, trying to get the animal out there. People who are just watching this all take place, trying to help. You know, that's Marion to me. It really, really is. People do go out of their way to try to make things better for people and do always try to lend a helping hand. I've always found that to be the case. Now, does anybody have anything to say about that story or anything else? Anything else on your mind this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038 as we start Fair Week here. Independence Day week. 4th of July tomorrow. How about that? Right around the corner. And, of course, again, don't forget, write it down on your calendars. We will be at the fair broadcasting today, 2 to 4. 2 to 4. And Tuesday, 4 to 8. Thursday, 4 to 8. And Friday, 6 to 10. And we have a lot of good people lined up for this. A lot of people involved with the station. Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, Sean Kraft. A lot of people will be involved with the broadcast. But we also have some special guests coming throughout the week. And again, interviewing people at the fair is always a lot of fun. People who are doing things at the fair. And there will also be trouble. So you got to expect that trouble. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, that was pretty nice story the lady had there. But did you get something out of that story?
Well, certainly that the people of Marion are helpful.
Well, how about the guy that stole the cat food and run out of the building?
I
was, wonder if we're going to have to prosecute him for stealing and running.
Well,
you know what? The court's going to be full of these people. The flower pot deal, the cat stealing the, or Bella stealing the food and going to feed this cat. Come on, Scott, what's happening here?
I know the judicial system is going to be backed up. And
the cat snatcher and the pot snatcher and and the fair people's going to be around it. It could be the purse snatcher and so on and so forth. This is some trend that Marion, even though the Canadian smoke come down here, we got a lot of thievery going on around here.
Well, you know, the good thing is, as I was setting up at the fair last night, I did notice, and I think it's been this way every year, that the sheriff sets up his mobile unit right in front of the Coliseum. So where we're set up in the Coliseum, I am only probably about 20 feet. If I got up from our location and walked out the front door of the Coliseum to the sheriff's mobile unit. So I might have to go out there today at some point and talk to him about this flower pot because, like I say, either way, if it was somebody who stole it or somebody who just picked it up, it's either thievery or theft. Or theft or trespassing.
But there also is a, might be a melancholy ending, see, like the cat deal. That come out perfectly, and boy, it was in. First responders could have to been there for terrible thing that could have happened to the cat or to the people or anything else. Now, so that turned out all right. Maybe the flower pot thing might turn out all right.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
They have these incidents and things turn out okay later on.
Well, because, and I want to say again, I don't want the flower pot. It's not about the flower pot because I wasn't using it for anything anyway. I wasn't growing anything in it. I never did.
You don't even chew. You wouldn't even spit the tobacco in it when you walked out.
No. I wouldn't even use it for that. So
yeah.
I don't want the flower. It's just to me, because here's what I think the problem is. I think it's just the discourteousness, which I think is a character flaw, of somebody who would do, first of all, somebody, if somebody stole it, now why somebody'd want to steal it, I have no idea. But if you stole it, I think, well, why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense to me. A flower pot, that's what you want to steal? So that's discourteous.
It was empty, you said.
It was empty. It had some soil, I think, in the bottom of it, and maybe a weed growing in it. That was about it. And then number two.
Wait a minute, a pot, the weed in it. Now there's the combination word.
I know what a prize they got if they stole it.
I got one. I'll just get off of here. But yesterday I was up to the fairgrounds and looked around myself. And if I knew you were there, I would have dropped in and helped you set up. But on the way up, I stopped at the McDonald's on the way up and I said, "Hey, I'd like to have a iced coffee." And the lady was kind of just a minute, she said. And then all at once, I said, is a minute up? And this automated thing come on. Have you had the automated thing come on at a McDonald's?
You know, I have. I believe the one on Main Street and the one on Delaware Avenue are operating on those automated now.
Yeah, well, on the Main Street one. And I said, honey, I said, you know what? Your voice is real, real weak. I said, if you speak up a little bit. And I said, all I want to do is have an iced coffee. And I said, I'm looking up there at the marquee, and I said, the light keeps blinking on and off, fade. And I said, all at once, I look, I said, oh, wait a minute, let me answer this for me. You got strawberry, you got this, and then you got this. And I named off three, Scott. And all at once, she said, do you want anything else? I said, I just want an iced coffee. How much is just a plain iced coffee? And she said, well, just a second. Well, that second didn't, you know, it was about 2 minutes, and I thought, well, what's going on here? And I said to myself, I think this is automated. And all at once on the marquee, it says $8.69. She said, pull around. And I said, hey, wait a minute. I didn't order nothing. I was just reading off that to you and trying to get confirmed what you got in the flavor of one or not. And I pulled around there, and the manager was there, and I told him, and, well, things turned out. But, boy, what a – I bet you I was up there – I'm not kidding. I bet you I was up there 7 to 8, maybe 10 minutes, you know. And I thought, boy, if this happens to every customer, they're going to go broke.
Well, that's – you know, that automated system can be – very tricky. You're exactly right, and I have run into that. Now, you know, it is interesting. Every time I've been, and I don't go over to Main Street very often, but every time I've been to Main Street, they've had the automated system. But yesterday, for some reason, they did not have the automated system, because Sean and I did stop there and get a Diet Coke. But I'll tell you something that was fascinating. They had signs posted at, did you see that? I don't know if it was there when you were there yesterday.
Yes, a sign that says use coins only, or that it didn't have money?
No, you had to use credit cards because they didn't have any coins.
Yeah, right.
That's yeah, and I thought usually it says the credit card machine's down and you've got to pay with cash, but somehow the McDonald's on Main Street ran out of coin, and that's fascinating to me because I do understand that banks aren't open, but it wasn't a holiday weekend, so I don't know why they were short on coin. And also, there's two other McDonald's. I think they're all franchised. They couldn't get some change from them or another bit. I thought that was very peculiar yesterday.
I didn't want to bore you with that. That was the incident there towards the end. I said, well, and they told me what it was, and I said, oh, I said, let's see. Wait a minute, you said you wanted coins, so I got my little kitty thing there, and I started counting up. And he said, got a problem there? And I said, no problem. I said, the sign on the window says coin. And I said, I'm just getting to pay you. And, I have really got my little rear end shoot out, you know, for holding up and everything. And they're the ones that started the whole manufacturer, the whole hold up, you know what I mean?
I do. Well, and it was hard to read the sign.
Yeah, it was faded. Yeah, it was like it rained on it for about 2 years.
Yeah, and it was all crinkled up and bent over. It was very interesting.
So anyhow, I got up the fairground, and I looked around, and I observed everything, and my goodness gracious, I even went down the midway and up and around, and all the vendors, and those vendors that there, oh, aren't they compact things? They got it all sealed off and everything, and I thought, now the fair was not open yesterday at all. I was up there early, and I get a little thing Sunday morning. I get to go around and look Marion over, so I done that again this weekend. So I said I'm going up to the fairground, but you was probably up there in the afternoon. But this was early morning, and man, everything is neat, orderly, and really, really looks good up there.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I just got confirmation. Now this will be good. From 2 to 4 today, when we're on, we are going to have our animal expert with us. Who will tell us about her experiences showing animals when she was younger, and also about, she's over at the fair now. Now, I don't know why, what's going on at the fair now. But
that's one of your real close friends. Pertaining to ladies, you've got several, but this is going to be maybe an older time, not age-wise, but an older relationship that you've had for a few years with this young lady, and she's going to be up there, and you're going to be able to talk to her, and we can hear her talk to you then?
Well, maybe. Now, see, I just got another message. Now, apparently she's over there now. Now, I don't know why she's over there on a rainy morning at 8:30, but I just got the word that it's not confirmation that she'll be there. There's goats. They're showing goats right now. Oh, that's nice. You know, I didn't know
there's a goat up there.
Yeah, they have a lot of goats. So I don't know. So, maybe she'll be there. I know I am going to go over about 1 o'clock. Because, you know, you got to get things ready. It doesn't take too long to get things ready, but I know I'll be over about 1 o'clock. So we'll see how this all shakes out this afternoon. But hopefully she'll be there. We'll hope. I mean, I'm on the air here till 10. You can't get into the I would have liked to have done the morning show from there, but the problem is you can't get in the building until 9. They're not even open yet.
Hey, Scott, I had a little thing I'll add to that since you can ask her this question at the fair. And I'll be listening. Maybe I'll understand. One time down in southern Ohio where we had a home away from home, and we had a back road, and I went around the back road, and somebody tied a billy goat. I call a billy goat, and had the antlers. Maybe the female has them too, but anyhow, I'm not that familiar with goats. But it was wrapped around a tree, and they had a little campsite there, and they didn't release the thing. So I went out there, and I led the goat and reversed it and got it out from the tree. But then I had a hold of the goat, and my goodness gracious, I'm telling you, my hand stunk so bad. I didn't really realize it when I was doing it of any smell, but stink. I washed my hands about 15, 20 times, never got rid of that. Now, see that? You don't want to touch a goat, in my opinion. When I see a goat, I always remember that incident. That was about 25 years ago there. But you know what? I'll never forget. A goat really smells. How do they keep them from not smelling? And you ask her that question. Hey, I'll get off of here, Scott.
Okay, thanks. All right, now the question is, how do you keep a goat from not smelling? So that'll be coming up later on today when we broadcast 2 to 4 from the fair. Don't miss that. Now we're coming up on the break here, a 15-minute top of the hour break, but come back. We got a whole nother hour. Fair is coming up, and our broadcast from the Marion County Fair this week are brought to you by Study His Word Ministry. Thank you, Pastor Craig, for all of that. But we're already getting the questions in regard to the fair. So it's going to be fun, and hopefully this person will be able to join us. I think we'll have a ton of fun at the fair today if this person shows up. And she can buy me some French waffles. You know that's my favorite thing at the fair, French waffles. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas, Chucky.